Hey yo, what's going on guys? It's Jack Sutton back here again. Dad's doing something in bed, he's lazy bloody, he's just in bed mate, covers on. But not Jack, I'm out here grinding, 10 o'clock at night, let's go. In this, we go, it's the review, you know what it is. Games, ladder, moves made during the round, let's go. Gone solo again baby, flying solo. Keeps me moving on. Alrighty guys, now onto the free agents and the moves during the round. First one, AJS Hawker delisting Jake Lever for Lachlan Jones. If we look here, Lachlan Jones made 43 and Jake Lever made 86, so yeah, not the greatest move there by Hawker. Definitely didn't have anything to do with my help because that's just a retarded trade. It's just pretty poor to be honest. Aussie Merker dropping Luke Dunstan for Tom Jonas. Dunstan may be in the 800 people who are going to come in for the Saints this week because they're pretty shit. So yeah. Vipers dropping Sweet, who made 84, for Hosking Elliott, who made 88, so not too bad. Aussie Merker dropped Jamara Ugle-Hagan, who's got an injury next to him, not sure what he's injured, for Nick Coleman, who I think got suspended. No, that was Plowman, I think. Never mind, and he made 49, so I guess it's better than nothing. Ponyfish Islanders dropped Trent Bianco for Daniel Howe, who came in at, it was a late in, I think, for Liam Shields and made 49, so woohoo, everyone clap, that's great. And then Ponyfish Islanders again dropping Jake Riccardi, who made 61. Jaden Laverde, he made 67, so a bit of a nah, to be honest. Next up, last one, disposables dropped to Mason Redmond, who made 87 for Dylan Williams. Must have been some sort of loop option, I'm guessing. If not, I'm really not sure why you would do that. Anyway, that's all of the free agents. Moving on to whatever's next. I don't know. I don't know how to work this thing.
Right, well, that's about the worst review ever.
He's going to cop a fair bit now on that review. That was a shocker.
All right, now we're moving on to the games this week, the review. The first game, well, guys, there was actually some close games this weekend. It's crazy up in here. This is just great. You're going to tell by the amount of excitement that I'm going to have. This is going to be crazy. All right, the first game, Stars, 14-56, losing to DT87, 16-09. We'll do the plus and minus crap again. Starting with DT87, Blitz Abs has to get one, 129. His midfield, Langdon, Greenwood, JPK, and Guthrie, 108, 119, 105, 105, a couple 87s in there, all round solid scores there in the midfield. The negative threes, it's just not much. Aish got 57. Who else underperformed? Baker, 73, and Harms, 80. After the start that he had, he should have carried on with that. Over to Stars, plus 3. Mills has to get one, 111. Ben Cunnington, 115, and Timmy Taranto, 112. And then the negatives, Hamish Hartlett. I'm not sure. Did he get injured? Oh, who cares? We'll say he didn't get injured. 33, that's pretty poor. Blakey, 32, that's also pretty rank. And Isaac Smith, 61. I'm not sure who they, I'm pretty sure they versed someone easy, I think. Geelong versed Gold Coast, yeah, 61. That's pretty poor, to be honest. Moving on, is this one of the close games? No. Ponyfish Islanders 15.01 to Manic Monkeys 13.94. Plus threes for Ponyfish Islanders, 117 to Crisp, 134 to Selwood, turning back the clock there, 117 to Laird. Not bad, and some negatives. You can't give it to Chad Warner. Daniel Howe, 49. That's pretty bad. Old Man Birchall, 66, and Cunningham, 62. Yeah, all pretty rank scores, to be honest. And moving on to Manic Monkeys, pluses, side bottom 109, Darcy 99, and Josh Dacos 86. Negatives, we'll go with DeGoey, he's just awful, has to kick like 8 goals for him to even get close to 100. Jack Snag Higgins, 56. And probably B Crouch. Actually, no, I'll take that back. Not Jack Higgins. Tim Kelly, Dom Sheed, and Brad Crouch, all premiums, scoring 70s and 60s. That's pretty poor there. And moving on, we had a close game. This is crazy. Legless, 15.02, just getting over the line to Slippery Gypsies, 1,500. Legless plus threes, Dawson, Jack McRae, 153, Dawson, 122, and Whitfield 119. Some massive scores there. And also some pretty bad ones in negative threes go to Sam Weeks, Hayden Crozier, and Tom Phillips. So very up and down there. Actually, it's actually very, very up and down. There's a couple 40s and 50s and some 60s and some 120s, 150s. Not much in between. Moving on to Slippery Gypsies. Plus threes, Parrish 144, gun. Petrarca 116, also a gun. Lions 115. His midfield wasn't really the one who let him down, it's his forwards. The negative threes go to Fritch 26, Flying Ryan 30, and Nick Floston 49. Next game. Oh, always a nail biter when Hawker's involved. 14.74 to disposables, 12.42 to Hawker. Another absolute flogging. What is he even ever going to get close to winning a game this year? Like, seriously? I don't know. Anyway, disposables plus 3, 122 to Hall, 129 to Big Max, and 95 to big boy Peter Adams. Or also looping on 120 from Lobb and 101 from Jack Sinclair. That is big. And negative threes, Dan Houston 45, Connor Rosie 48, and Scott Pender and Rory Sloan, at least 30 above what they should be getting. 30 below what they should be getting, sorry. And Hawker, plus threes. Let's try and find some in this dog ravel. Pig Mitchell, 133. Chris Main, 118. And Lockie Henderson, 105. Should be pretty easy to find some negative threes. Guelphy, 41. 53 to Hewitt. And 56 to Dixon. Those are just, I could single out some rookies as well. Oh, Motlop as well. Some rookies as well. 42 from Schoenberg, 43 from Tilthorpe, 54 from Perkins, 45 from Stevens, 45 from Tom Power, 43 from Lachlan Jones. Now, they would be a couple of those would be all right, but every single one of your rookies scoring that. His highest scoring rookie is Archie Perkins with 54. Is Hawker's, I've read something today about third-year breakouts. Give it 3 years, Hawker's team's going to be the best in the competition. It's going to be a long, long 3 years for Hawker. Next game, Aussie Merker, 1574 to Team Awesome, 1369. Plus threes for Merker. 126 to Keys, 119 to Kerno, and 109 to Astronauton, 109. Negative threes are Ballard, 40, Markov, 55, and Darcy Cameron, 52. Pretty bad scores there. Moving on. Team Awesome, plus threes. Paul Seedsman, 137, has pulled that one out of his behind. Higgins, 120. And Doherty, 118. Just a gun. Negative threes. Tom McDonald, 49. That's pretty rank, to be honest. Dumont, 56. And Tabner, 21. I know he got injured, but he got injured in the third quarter. And it's 21. Like, that's just disgusting, to be honest. Moving on, last game. Another close one. Dazed to Confuse, 15-19. To Geelong Vipers, 15-12. Plus threes for Dazed to Confused. 155 to Clayton Oliver. 138 to Marcus Bontempelli. 113 to Merritt, and 105 to Dyson Heppel. That midfield, that is pretty good, if you ask me. And negatives, Branda, 42, that's rank. 45 from Shepherd. Is there another Eagles player I can give it to? Oh, he's an Eagles supporter as well. Wow, that's upsetting. It's got to hurt, doesn't it? Oh, my word. And he's got a Lockie Schultz. And another negative three goes to the coach, mate. Negative three to the coach. Lockie Schultz, 101 on the bench. And he's got the E on stinking Lincoln. Made 27. Oh, my God. Who did Brisbane verse? Richmond, he put the E on. Not too sure about that one, Merker. Not too sure. Anyway, that's all the games this week. Ladder, I think, now. I don't know. I'm not even doing this in order. Who cares? Peace. All right. Now we get the ladder. Let's go. Ladder, ladder. Ponyfish Islanders, still a game clear on top. 32 points. Below him, Dazed to Confused and Stars. One win behind him. Dazed to Confused only 50 points behind on points. So just waiting for an Aussie Merker slip up. Disposables and Aussie Merker 6-3-1, but Disposables has got him covered on points by just about 470, so don't think you should be too worried there. Just keep winning and you'll stay ahead of Merker. DT87, 6-4, but that's the top six, and then below that it goes to three people on 4-6 in Slippery Gypsies, Legless, and Manic Monkeys. And then we move down to the even worse, 3-7, Team Awesome and Geelong Vipers. And then we got the man who shall not be named down the bottom there. He's where the Hawks are. And at least Geelong Vipers can be happy. Like, he goes for Geelong. But Geelong are doing well in the actual footy. You're not doing well in this. Or and the Hawks aren't doing well in the actual AFL season, so I don't understand how you stay happy. Like, this is just, it's just upsetting. Anyway, guys, that's Jack done again, solo. I'm out, I'm about to go to sleep. It's too late for this stuff. Let's go.